Fuck nigga free in the night. Fuck nigga free in the day. Just wanted to hit you guys with a little bit of inspiration. Drink your water, maintain your mental health, pray, set goals, smash them, and as always, remain fuck nigga free. Hey y'all, what's going on? This is your host, Larry Andrew, and this is the fourth episode of Black, Bipolar, and Fabulous. I'm going to need for my co-host to turn his phone off. Thank you. Yes, so like I said, we are back, guys, with episode number 4, and as you all know, like, we have fun, we shoot the shit, we throw the shenanigans in the shade, but we always, always bring it back to killing the stigma that is Black mental health, and that is why we are here. So, out of full house today, y'all, I got not one, not two, but three guest co-hosts. I got Mike White in the building again. Hey, Mike.
Hey, everybody. How are you all?
Oh, you see, so business. You know, how are you all? How's everything? How's everything? He's so fucking formal. Then we have Trina Nicole in the building.
Hello,
hey, Trina.
Again.
Welcome back. And then we have, I don't know you got so many identities, like, online, you know, you change it, like, who do you want us, you let the folks know who you are.
Eris, AG, whatever, you know, whatever you know me as, that's who I am.
Exactly, that's the infamous Eris, AG, yeah, from, that, who I refer to as Captain Shitstarter on Facebook.
That is so not true.
Oh, yes it is. Eris will ask a question on Facebook.
Shitstarts itself.
It'd be 235
And it'd be 235, yes, 235 comments. You'll go back.
The shit starts itself. I don't start no other shit. No. I don't start the shit. It starts itself.
So he says. Everything this man posts online is like at least a guaranteed 200 comments.
Oh, whatever.
A block, and I'm guaranteed he'll be blocked. Somebody will be upset by the time it's over.
I have no control over that.
But yeah. So these.
I was not ready for the fuck nigga free.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
You don't just open with the fuck nigga free him.
Yeah. Well, you know,
we was getting our life with the other music he was gonna give, and I was like,
hey, it probably inspired somebody.
It inspired somebody.
I'm just saying, you know.
Home, like, you know,
so
what,
there
fuck,
you go, listeners.
Right.
So you, hey, listen, yeah. you have to remain fuck nigga free out in these streets. It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
It is.
Fuck niggas is out here masquerading as good, upstanding citizens.
Oh, goodness.
And if you're not careful, you'll get caught. But let's move on, y'all. Hey, y'all. I'm glad to have y'all here. How was y'all weekends? Mike, how was your weekend?
It was good. We had, what, Brady Street days going on. This weekend. So it was really good. It was a lot of fun. I was with my friends and dealing with the foolery and shenanigans.
You was with me, bitch.
Oh, absolutely. So you already know. Right. So
I guess my invite got lost in the mail. Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
She always feel like she need a damn invite somewhere.
Our apologies, Trina. That you know, charges to her.
So yeah, I went to Brady. So yeah, like Mike was saying, we went to Brady Street Days, had a good time. Met a lot of people, lots of cocktails, lots of, you know, there was a very interesting time in Zanus. Almost had to beat this girl up in Zanus.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you. I'm not even trying to be rude and don't come at me, but the hoe pushed me.
Oh,
I'm ordering my food in the window and she literally came and shoved me and was like, y'all got oregano? Like, whoa. Oh, you couldn't wait till I finished ordering my fish sandwich to ask about that oregano? You about to get folded up in here. And LaShondra was with us, too. And she was drunk. Right. Oh, you was about to get it, sis. You was about to get it.
Honey.
You was about to get folded up. Jesus saved your life on that day. But you know what? We had a lot. We have a lot to go over. And we are not going to be here all night. I'm not doing that with these people on this evening. Trina, how was your weekend?
It was great. You know how I know I'm getting older?
How?
Because guess what's exciting to me is I painted my half bath. And I, like, put up wallpaper, and I was excited. So I know I'm getting old. That was my eventful weekend. I'm like, oh, I'm getting my little house together.
But see, that's home ownership.
Yes,
that's grown lady stuff. That's not getting old. That's just being responsible. You know what it means? You don't have any fuck niggas in your life.
Listen, I'm fuck nigga free.
Okay. Free.
I came in with the backup, honey.
Free.
Yeah. My weekend was, I was in the at-home store. I went to Menards. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm one of these women now. But it's fun just fixing up my little house.
Right, you know, Trina got kids in all American leagues. They play sports all across the country and things like that. She be in St. Louis this day, Denver the next, at basketball tournaments and things. But that's wonderful. Yes.
I'm going to start a show, not basketball-wise. It's going to be Basketball Moms.
Basketball Moms.
Listen,
I'm with it.
Hashtag, you can't sit with us.
Oh, Lord. I wonder how long the show is going to take before the first cocktail's thrown. I want to know. Aris, what did you do? Aris, what you had going on this weekend?
Oh, went down to Nashville, you know, for a wedding. You know, got to see one of my best friends for a long time get married to the love of his life, you know. So that was a, you know, good trip. Got to see my parents as well. So they down there. So, you know, just got back. Fresh off the road.
He probably didn't realize it, but he posted a thirst trap when he was in Nashville because he was in a wedding and he was looking like Ebony Man magazine, 1996. On the cover, you know, everybody, you know, it don't take much to be considered a thirst trap.
Yeah.
You know.
It don't.
Like Mayor called you out on the thirst trap. You sure will.
Nice looking guy in a suit, honey. That's all you needed to be a thirst trap.
Well, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I didn't consider it as such. But
looking like you was on the cover of an S-Curl box.
Harris on there looking like a full snack.
You know, I'm talking about, I'll take that. You know.
Okay, Aaron, so we got to initiate you since this is your first time here.
Oh, shit.
No, it ain't crazy. So basically, and I don't know if we played, and one of my friends was listening and was like, bitch, you played the game wrong. And I said, well, this is how we play it over here. This is how we play it. So what we're going to do. Yes, we are going to play a game of, we did it with these two last week, and we have come to the conclusion that this one just does not know who he wants to fuck, marry, or kill. I'm talking about Mike. This one only has a penchant for light-skinned men. I'm talking about Trina. And so, yeah. So, you have to, and so
set it straight, Aris.
So, here we go, Aris. We want to know, number one, who would you fuck? Number two, who would you marry? Three, who would you kill and why?
What are we talking about?
Celebrities.
Okay, I thought usually you're supposed to give like these names.
That's where I messed up.
You're supposed to give me like a selection of three, and which one would I, you know?
You gotta give us
Mary. Okay, celebrities.
Okay, who would I fuck? It's a lot of them.
Well, just give me one.
Oh, man. Damn. Can y'all throw some names out there or something? Like,
no, this is on you.
This on you, Sanaa. I know you like Sanaa Lathan. I see her posted quite a bit.
Yeah. I would fuck and marry her. No, but who would I marry? Dang. I don't know. You be hearing a lot of crazy stuff going on out here. Like, I don't know if I'll marry any of them. Like, damn. I will marry. This is a very on the spot question.
See, that's what
That's how we felt.
That's how we
felt. I had my shit together.
Because you came up with the question. I don't. Can we come back to this? Because I want to hold the show.
Well, you know what? Ares don't know either. He don't know. My whole thing is this is stuff that you are supposed. So this is stuff that you are supposed to know.
I would kill Kim Kardashian. Yes,
okay.
I would know that for sure.
Right.
I would fuck. I would probably fuck K. Michelle.
Okay.
She seems
even like, with the new body and everything, like her with the silicone gone.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. She kind of got this like little ratchet spice to her, like just like little firecracker.
She'll ruin your life, right. And she from Memphis too. You know?
Oh yeah, they do Memphis
ratchet
they, yeah,
country.
They, and Elise Neal is from Memphis too.
Yeah, Elise Neal is from Memphis. She's hot. Yeah. I like Elise.
She's kind of yeah.
Uh huh. That's one of my girl crushes with her old
down.
Ass.
She'll get taken down. So that's about three I said I'd take down. Okay, that's not good. Who would I marry? I don't know who I would marry.
Okay, well, hey, Ares don't know. So Ares is, are you single out here in these streets?
Yeah, I'm single. Very single.
Okay, so Ares said he is very single. So my thing is I'm the filter. So send all the photos to me, ladies. And if I deem you worthy to date my friend, I'll pass them along. But you got to come through the screener, which is me. And I ain't no joke. And I ain't nothing
girl,
to play
with. Girl, they
ain't
gonna do that. They just gonna post their little selfies in his comments.
That's right. Like they always do.
That's
you look so nice. Oh, like, girl, get out of here with that frumpy picture. Let me stop. Because this is not how I intended for my show to go today. Okay, guys, so we're going to move on to some hot topics. And I have split these topics up into two categories. We're going to start with the shine, which is going to do our... don't do that. Which we are going to do the shine, which is our excellence and our greatness. And then we're going to go to the shit, which is the worst in us. Mm-hmm. You know. Everybody's got that one cousin in the family.
Right.
So we're going to talk about those two things as well. First topic up, I want to talk about LeBron James' new school.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think. Applause for that. Mm-hmm. The iconic school. Listen, honey, I'm trying to move to Akron. So I can put my kids up and through there.
You don't qualify. You.
At-risk children.
Huh?
It does school for like at-risk children.
Yeah, it's a, right. For children.
At-risk. Oh, no.
Yeah. And you out here talking about you at the Home Depot buying paint, wallpaper, and things like that.
I didn't realize it was
your children can't go to the I Promise school.
We don't qualify. Damn.
Boys playing All-American in different cities every other day. You don't qualified. But I think it's amazing that just so many of the so many amenities
right.
are available to these kids mm-hmm. in school. I think it's absolutely amazing. You know, Diddy has a school, Oprah. I think more people
Diddy has
Harlem Capital Prep.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's an all boys school.
Oh, okay.
And are you familiar with Dr. Steve Perry?
Yeah.
He runs his school for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's awesome. So, you know, Oprah has the Oprah Winfrey Leadership for Girls mm-hmm. Academy in South Africa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would love to see more people who are in that tax bracket to do mm-hmm. something like this.
Right.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Let's see. There's a lot of shine going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know if do you guys listen to podcasts? Y'all listen to The Read? At all, y'all familiar with Kid Fury?
Yeah, I know who Kid Fury is.
You know who Kid Fury is?
Yeah.
Kid Fury actually just secured a deal with HBO.
Nice.
Kid Fury is actually partnering up with Lena Waithe, who created the show The Chi and was also on the Netflix show Master of None.
Yes, we love Lena.
Yes, so Kid Fury is starring in, as well as executive producing, along with Lena Waithe, who is going to write the series. And the series is based on his life as a young black gay man moving to New York City and dealing with an undiagnosed clinical depression.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be very good. I know it's going to be hilarious. I cannot wait to see that. I just think that's dope that, you know, people, you know, like within our age bracket, just mm-hmm. making major moves in Hollywood, especially young black queer people. I think that is just absolutely amazing. And it's only appropriate that since we have just discussed Kid Fury, that we move on to Beyonce. Beyonce is going to cover Vogue's coveted September issue. Yes. Mm-hmm. Not only is she going to cover the September issue, Beyonce has full creative control. Yeah. She is bringing in her own style team. She has selected a young photographer, African-American photographer, mm-hmm. to take photos. He's 23 years old. She wrote her own photo captions, her own narrative. So Vogue has absolutely nothing to do there. I guess they're just sitting around waiting for Beyonce to turn everything in. No, not show up, turn everything in, because they have no say. And wow. apparently it was in her contract that she had full creative control in order to participate on the, on, you know, like the project to be on the cover.
And you know why this is also historic? You know that Vogue has never had an African-American photographer.
Nope, not in its 126-year history.
It's like historic.
Yeah, so it's actually, it's historic. But he's actually, he shot the Givenchy campaign. He did Givenchy, and then he did Marc Jacobs. So he's no stranger to fashion. Yeah. This is not like this, some kid that's plucked off the street. Right. This guy clearly knows what he's doing. Right. I'm just very curious. I'm not excited about it. I really don't get excited about what Beyonce does or what she says. Only because sometimes it's a hit. Sometimes it's a miss. I just wait and see.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very much like Celia in The Color Purple. I just wait to see what color Suge throw on the wall to see what color the wall is going to be next. But I don't know. So we'll see. Hopefully,
well, you know,
I like
the opposite it. In that, because I'm like, yes, bitch, yes. I love everything Beyonce does. So I'm here and, for it.
You know, like I said, I don't have any issues yeah. with Beyonce. You know, I've got my Beehive card, but I'm also a realist.
Yeah.
And if it's right, it's right. And if it's not, it's just not.
True.
You know, and it is
her birthday too.
September 4th.
Yeah, September 4th. So we are looking forward to seeing Beyonce on the September issue.
I feel like it's going to be super, like, Afrocentric.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
What she's in now, so.
Like I said, we don't know. We don't know what Beyonce's got going on. All I know is she released pictures from her family vacation. Did you guys see the pictures of the twins that were released to the website?
No, not yet.
What the hell do y'all be doing?
Y'all be working, right.
I'll be having shit to do too, but I'm still seeing them. Well, I don't know. Well, I guess this is kind of my job to do this kind of stuff. You know, this is work. You know, this is what I get paid to do, so I'm supposed to know. But, yeah, so she posted pictures of the twins. The twins look amazing. And then, you know, new pictures of Blue Ivy, and Blue Ivy constantly reminds us that we're broke.
Right.
You know, that's her thing.
We're not on her level.
Clearly not on her level. There's like this cute picture of her. She's in the pool. Mm-hmm. Imagine she has like a wine glass and it's full
with her
of
glasses.
With her glasses on. And, you know, she's just looking into the camera like, these broke ass bitches. Like,
get on my level.
I don't even know why you bother to entertain these people. Like, that's just how Blue Ivy talks in my mind. That's her voice. That's how she speaks. And she's six. Right. You know, she's only six, but that's how she speaks. Yeah. Okay. So, like I said, shout out to all of that wonderful excellence. Now, let's, you know, go into the ghetto.
Oh, that was all the hot.
Woo! No, that was the hot. That was the shine. So now we're about to go into the shit and go into the ghetto. Woo! Child, the ghetto! The ghetto! So apparently, Lil Bow Wow had a Twitter meltdown the other day. And he says that he's over fame. He said that he's going to give all of his money away. And he's going to go and get a job at GameStop.
Lil Bow Wow, don't do that. Really,
yeah, that really happened. Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you something, honey. You are not over fame. Fame is over you, honey.
No, but listen.
Let's be clear.
This fool was really cash-apping large amounts of money to people. He was legit sending, like, people were screenshotting, like, where Lil Bow Wow has sent them money. Sent, like, this one guy $500. And I'm just like, well, what's my cash app name? I'm like, you know, you giving money away.
The thing is, what is he over?
Well, you know, in his mind, it's still 2003.
Right.
It's still, you know, it's still 2003 in Lil Bow Wow's mind. But I don't know. Apparently, you know, he's over it. He's not giving away money anymore. Because, you know, I did follow him when I found out he was giving the money away. You know, I hit that follow button on the Instagram and things. I said, oh. You know, I'm going through a few things right now. You know, I'd like a couple dollars Bow Wow. Right. But, you know, apparently he's got his life back together. I don't know. So, you know, I hit the unfollow button and I don't care. Right. Whatever. Okay, so next up, Tyson Beckford versus Kim Kardashian.
Oh, child. Some hot tea.
So apparently the Shade Room posted a picture of Kim Kardashian. She was walking through the streets in Kim Kardashian Fair, whatever, you know, what she wears. And Tyson Beckford commented on the picture. And I'm paraphrasing. In a nutshell, he said that her hips didn't match. You know, cute little dig at Kim or whatever. You know, everybody digs at Kim. But I will say this. It's not cool to body shame anybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's whack. Like, you had to do old girl like that. Right. But then she clapped back, and Kim Kardashian says, well, sweetie, well, sis. what's Andrew Conwell? Well, fifth. When Kim Kardashian goes, then Kim Kardashian says, well, sis, we all know why. What does she say? We all know why you don't care for it. Teacup emoji. Kermit emoji and that little fancy hand that's getting the nails painted. So, you know what she's insinuating. And, you know, there have been rumors about Tyson Beckford's sexuality swirling around for years. And I don't know it to be true. I ain't gonna sit here and say whether he is or not, because Tyson Beckford ain't never slid in my DM and offered me nothing. Because trust me, if he had, I still would not tell you. I'd be out here getting paid. I'd be kept. just know that. But anyway, I just don't understand, and I've noticed this, it has been a trend. Why do the straight girls always resort as using homosexuality as a dig and a diss?
Yeah.
That's whack.
That is whack.
Tank and Tamar got into it last week. And it was like this whole back and forth thing, something about Tamar fired her band and Tank hired the band and he was talking shit about Tamar. Tamar immediately jumps on the whole, that's why you gay, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Then, you know, K. Michelle is good for it. She'll do it in a minute. She just did it last week on the premiere of Love in Hip Hop Hollywood and she called A1 sis. I'm just like, we've got to stop using homosexuality and, you know, and well, I should say women need to stop doing that, because I know quite a few women who do it. It's not cool. I'm not going to jump all tough out my skin and read about it. It is what it is. Just don't do it no more. Okay? Because if anybody I know, and I catch you doing it, I'm going to read your life.
I mean, can I just say, though, Tyson wasn't totally wrong. I mean, I'm for, like, not body shaming, but the picture, I mean, the right hip was a little off. Like, the doctor just...
I don't need... But you know what?
Wasn't quite right.
But this is the thing, though. We know that everything that comes out of the Kardashian camp is always perfected first. So you need to blame that on the graphic guy who does the Photoshop before the pictures are released. Right. He messed up. He forgot to Photoshop that right hip down.
He did.
That's his fault.
It is, yeah.
He should be fired immediately.
I don't listen. That man ain't gonna lose his job. Man is not losing his job. But yeah, like that's just not cool, you know, like to take people's, you know, like sexuality or suspected sexuality and then use it against them. That's whack. Don't do that. So that is the hot topics, the shine
and the shit.
You know, got through that.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we are going to take a break and we will be right back and we're going to jump into our main topic. All right. We are back, guys. Thank you for hanging out with us. Once again, we are Black, Bipolar, and Fabulous. I am here still with my co-hosts, Mike White, Trina Nicole, and Eris, a.k.a. AG, from Facebook. And...
This week on Facebook.
I mean, to be fair, you are kind of like Facebook famous.
Right. You controversial.
You are.
I submit my shit, then I hit notifications turned off. I don't need the drama. Don't need the drama. But yes, we are, like I said, guys, we are back. And we are talking about online dating in... today's age. I kind of hate it. I don't know. It's just such a struggle. I don't feel, well, for me anyway, dating is just such a struggle.
It is. I agree.
It is.
It's not even that it's online. It's just dating right now.
Yeah, just dating period. It's just, it's just such a struggle.
And it's all cities, too. I thought it was just here in Milwaukee, but it's
everywhere.
It don't matter where I keep telling. Did not listen. Indeed. Let me tell you something. I'm going to drop this gem on you. The Lord told me to tell you that there are fuck niggas everywhere.
It's true.
It don't matter where you live.
That is true, man.
What major city you're from, they're everywhere. And let me preface and say this. You don't just have to be a man. You can be a female and be a fuck nigga too now. You are not exempt. You're not exempt, baby. You can be a girl and be a fuck nigga too.
But I feel like the girls have derived from fuck niggas. Like,
We're not gonna do that.
No, that's what I feel.
We're not gonna do that. No, we are not going to listen. We are not gonna do that.
Because if the men didn't do this, then we wouldn't be like this.
I mean, because
we're not accountable as adults.
No, I mean,
we're not responsible for our actions.
I'm just saying.
I have a lot of female friends. Let me tell you something. A lot of that fuck niggatry.
Wait, say it again.
Fuck niggatry.
Wow.
Yes.
Let me look that up. Right.
It's self-imposed.
Okay.
And I know like a lot of girls who initiate a lot of the fuck niggadum.
Oh.
So, you know, like I said, nobody's exempt from it. When we all have tendencies to do it, but it's just when you catch it, you have to stop it.
Yeah.
So I have a question. And this stems because Sunday, I was just laying around and I was binge watching. You know, I hadn't watched Catfish in a very long time. Mm. So I was laying around and I had watched, I want to say like the past two seasons of Catfish, and I was just amazed. And I just thought, and I thought about my own Catfish situations. And
Plural?
Yeah, a couple. A couple.
More than one.
More than one.
Not singular.
Not singular.
Plural.
And I thought about my own Catfish situations, and I wanted to know, have you guys ever been in, not, and it doesn't even have to be like directly related to you, but have you guys ever experienced a Catfish situation? I got a couple stories, so I'm gonna go last. So I just want to know, like, what about you, Mike?
Honestly, I don't have any Catfish. I have never been Catfish, knock on wood. I guess I've just been blessed by that.
I've been blessed. Not
everybody
to be
likes me. Or, I don't know, but it's just never.
Wait, you can. Well, just people are not going to catfish you because they don't like you. Like, that has nothing to do with it.
No,
so
know,
you mean to tell me you never met somebody offline and something just wasn't right? Never.
I mean, mentally, yeah. But their physical appearance, it matched to the T, so that wasn't a flaw. That wasn't out of the ordinary. No. I've been blessed. So like, don't put that on me. But you know,
Mike is he's blessed and highly favored.
Just saying. So I feel for those who have. I'm sorry for them.
Oh, you feel sorry for me? Don't. You'll find out why in a minute. What about you, Trina?
Okay, so I've never been catfished. However, my pictures have been used to catfish people.
Oh, I remember that.
So, I don't know if y'all, about 20 pounds ago, I used to model. And I had all kind of cute little pictures on the interwebs. Matter of fact, I was the face of Asia Minor for a little while. But anyway, so I actually took a social media, hiatus for a while, right? I was just like, I just need to step away from this. And I would see people out, and they're like, oh, Trina, what's going on? Like, ain't you at Dragonfly tonight? I'm like, what the fuck is Dragonfly? Like, huh? And people just kept telling me, like, oh, I hit you on Facebook. I'm like, I'm not on Facebook. So that prompted me to go back onto Facebook, see that there was a whole profile of all, like, my modeling pictures. I was on flyers, my kids' pictures, which I thought was a little too far. And my whole thing, so I'm messaging them like who is this? I'm reporting it to Facebook. The page was up for a while, right? I feel like it was up for like a long time. But my whole thing is like, damn, you could have just contacted me. We could have worked together to promote these clubs in Chicago and, ran me a little check. But so I've never been catfished, but I feel bad that my pictures were used and people probably was passing me in the street like, oh, she bogus, she don't respond. I'm like, no, I'm not on Facebook. It wasn't me. So that was like a little much.
Eric, you don't have any catfish experiences?
None personally, nah. I mean, there was one of my guys, I guess they have this bad relationship with their baby moms or ex-wife or whatever. But she got to the point where she was so pissed off with whatever he did or didn't do. She went ahead and catfished his, did a page with all his pictures and shit.
Dang.
So I'm like, so I get a friend request.
So she was meeting women, pretending to be
just,
him?
No, you know how you, make a page and then you just start putting, you start posting your stats and stuff like that.
Right.
So she yeah, I do X, Y, and Z, very pornographic type stuff. Oh, just wow. Saying that he does X, Y, and Z. And
oh wow.
Putting a whole bunch of bogus stuff as if it was him.
Wow.
So I'm so I hurried up to see it. I inboxed the page that I know I'm friends with. Fam, do you know anything about this? And I'm sending them this, you might want to check into this. He's like, oh yeah, fam, she bogus, told me the story and was like, yeah, report that page.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but other than that, nah. I can't say I've been part of anything remotely close to a catfish.
Well.
Perch or whiting or.
Tilapia.
Salmon. Salmon.
Okay. Well.
None of that.
Me, on the other hand, I have. A couple times. I'm trying to figure out how to, maneuver these stories so I don't sound so much of a hoe. Because I'm recovering.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Okay. Really, bitch? Yes, you are? Okay. I got your card on. Okay, so I'm trying to think, which one do I want to tell first? Because there are three.
Oh, dang.
Okay, one is really quick. Like I said, it's nothing where I've had an ongoing type of situation and I thought I was in a relationship with anyone or anything like that. It was just a situation, where you kind of meet up with somebody and then you. So,
rendezvous.
Okay, so first situation, I was in Atlanta. This is the first time I had lived in Atlanta.
Okay.
And, I'm on the app or whatever, because, that's what you do. You get on the app and see who's near. So, I see somebody who I like, and I read the profile, and they saying all the type of stuff I like. So, I'm like, okay, cool. So, I message them. So, I send a message. They send a message back and was like, well, you want me to come? And I was like, well, do you want to come here? And they said, no, come to me. So I'm like, well, where are you? And they said, well, I'm at the Sheraton downtown. I wasn't too far from there. So I said, okay, well, you know, I'm going to come through. So, you know, I did what grown folks do to prepare for a rendezvous. You know, I got myself together, got all clean and made sure I smelled good and things like that. And, you know, they talk they stuff. I talk my stuff. They sent they nudes. I sent mine. So we sealed the deal. I go, right? Now, mind you, dude in the picture, he was like real stocky. And he had like this real full beard. It was like almost to his chest, his beard was so full. But everything was just like really neat and everything. And the pictures matched. Because like even like the nudes, you could see the beard like on his chest. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, it's legit. Looks like selfies, you know. Mm-hmm. I go.
Yeah.
So I'm in the lobby or whatever. You know, I have on, you know, my thot gear. You know, I got my sweats on. And, you know, my V-neck tee, my slides. You know, I'm ready to party.
I
had on my uniform, baby.
Wait. How did that become the thot gear, though?
Like, I don't know, but it has. It's all, I don't know how.
I can't just get up and run to Pick and Save with a V-neck and some jogging pants.
Because if I see you, I'm going to assume you come from somewhere.
Yeah, like, I just came from Walgreens and shit. Like, yeah, you just came from fucking like.
Thot gear.
Don't wear no more.
Don't wear no more.
Okay, yeah, so. So, mind you. So, I get to the hotel. And I'm texting him the whole time, like, okay, I'm in the lobby. And he says, come to the elevators. So I go to the elevators. And I see this dude. It's not who I'm looking for. So I'm just like, whatever. And I'm just standing there like, okay, but where is he at? Then he comes and he taps me on my shoulder. And gives me like the head nod to come to the elevator. And I looked. And I'm like, oh, shit, I got God. And crazy thing is, it wasn't him. He was he wasn't a bad looking dude at all. Like, honestly, like, if he would have hit me up, like, with his pictures, I mean, you know, I still would have been, you know, he was still very attractive. Mm-hmm. So he gets on the elevator and he starts talking like a million miles a minute. Because he know if I interject, I'm going to be like, this is some bullshit.
Right.
And you know you catfished me.
Right.
But my whole thing is, I got my thot gear on. I have gotten a shower. I have fleeted. The water was all clear when I left the house. So you know what that means. So, we on the elevator and he not letting me get a word in edgewise. Oh, yeah, man, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. You look so much better than your pictures. And this, that, and the third. And I'm like... You know, and then immediately I just said, you know, you bogus, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, you didn't even have to do all of that. I was like, you know, like, I think you're attractive. Like, that was uncalled right. for. And he was like, oh, you know, I'm a little shy. Mm. So we go to the room or whatever, open the door. It's pitch black dark in the room. Right. And I said, I'm going to need you to hit a light, fam.
Right.
I'm not doing that. He turned the light on. Why was it somebody else in the room?
Oh.
In the bed with not a stitch of clothing on, bitch. What? So, but he was so, bitch, he was fine. He was like, oh my God, he was like muscular and just still want the dude who picture okay, that was being used. Like, it wasn't him, but I was still going. So I go to the bathroom and I'm like, can I use your bathroom? Because something not right. Because I'm like, okay, these niggas is about to set me up and try to rob me.
Something.
All I have on me is my phone. I didn't bring any cash, like nothing. All I literally have on me is my phone. And I'm at a full 100%. So, I'm like, they not gonna get nothing from me. So, that kind of made me feel like a little bit better. So, I was like, can I use your bathroom? Because, you know, I went in the bathroom. I looked in the shower. I was mm-hmm. looking around and kind of peeked out the door. And, you know, no, the closet was open. I could see in the closet. There was nothing in the closet. Nobody was in the bathroom. And then I'm kind of like looking out at the room. And they got the light on. And they just chilling. You know, so I'm like, okay. So, then I look in the mirror. And my sane... mind goes, Larry, this is some bullshit. You should leave. Don't do it. So I'm like, God damn. I'm like, you right, bitch. We finna leave. So, but then the muscular one got out the bed and I see him from the back and it's just fucking perfection. Mm. So I look back in the mirror and then my whole self said, bitch, put your hair in a ponytail and go to work. And I was like, what I do? So I had a threesome with them niggas. I don't know what their purpose was. Well, I put to you like this. The one who came down from the elevator to get me, he was alright. Okay. He was alright. Right. The one who was fine
was in the bed.
Was in the bed. Mm-hmm. And you know who the fine one in the bed was and why we still have a relationship to this day? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say his name, okay. And I'm not going to say from where, but you know who I'm talking about.
Oh. Wait, Michael's like, oh,
really? Yes, him. Damn. He catfished me. That's how we met.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Mike is like flabbergasted. I am. Oh. If y'all could have seen his face. Yes.
Said, right, his face. Oh.
If y'all want to see a picture.
I'll show you. I will show you pictures. Yes.
And this is only the first story. Right.
Okay. So, the second story is like kind of similar.
Okay.
So I live downtown. I know y'all think I'm a hold on show. Like, I'm sexually liberated. That's all. I'm free. And, you know, and I love myself and I love my body. And, you know, and I like to have a good time.
Right. Sex is nothing wrong with that.
So I was living downtown in my loft. And now this is somebody who I had been talking to for a couple months online. And they didn't live here. But they would come like in and out because they told me they had family in Milwaukee. Again, the picture was like attractive, but come to find out by happenstance, I was out one night. He hits me up. He was like, "Hey, you know, like I want to come through, you know, like have a drink or whatever." So I'm like, "That's fine." So I left Pride. This was Pride weekend. So I left Pride, you know, I go home or whatever. I'm not even on any of that. So I go downstairs, I'll let him in. Because like I said, we've been talking for quite some time. So I'm thinking this is him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
What?
Mm-mm. Come to find out, I knew who he was. Okay. He knew who I was, of course. Okay. I didn't know who he was. Okay. But we had a connection because we used to always, you know, when I was, you know, like going to Chicago, mm-hmm. like every weekend and partying and stuff like that, real heavy. I knew him from that scene.
Oh, okay.
And his sister lives here. Mm. I didn't know that. Okay. I never made that connection.
Okay.
And he's actually much more attractive than the pictures. Mm. And like I said, so I was like, why would you do that?
Right.
And he was like, well, you know, I got kind of like a high, you know, he's like, you know, with a high profile, you know, I just kind of had to keep it, you know, like mm-hmm. low key or whatever. I was like, but that was whack. Mm-hmm. And we actually wound up pretty much like talking like that whole summer. Mm. So, you know, that was like my summer.
Oh, you know, like kind of
that was like my summer.
Damn.
Yep.
That was my summer little situation.
Yep, I remember.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wait, so it sounds like the pattern of your catfish situations end up
being
something else.
They do. Like,
it's like most times when people get catfish, they kind of disappointed.
Sounds
like you like catfish.
No. I don't. It sound that way, don't it? It sound that way.
Just like last week. Adults. I liked the chocolate.
You're like, damn it, I got catfish again. Oh, darn. Let me go into this room. Y'all got me again.
Dang it.
I don't know why I keep falling for this catfish.
Y'all know what?
You sure you don't be setting yourself up? Like,
but you know what? I promise. It sounds that way, but these are legit situations and how they happen. And like I said, well, with the first situation, like, we still kind of connect. We still have a connection. It's not a healthy one, but we still have a connection. And the second one, I don't think I've seen or talked to him since that summer. So that was really like some legit, you know, like when he would come to be in town in the summer, you know, like we would hang out, all that type of stuff. And then, you know, like once the summer was over and, you know, we just kind of once he went back home and that was that. No, but the third situation, I was on some whole shit yet again. Yeah. And so.
No, see, that's not what happened. So this is what happened.
No, listen. So the third was like, I was on, so the third situation, like I was on some whole shit. And this dude hit me up. And he was like real close to me. So I thought he stayed in my building. But come to find out he didn't. He was at the hotel like a little bit further down. Like, or whatever. He was staying mm-hmm. at the Hyatt.
Okay.
Because like, I literally live like in back of the Hyatt. Mm-hmm. So. And he's like, you know, whatever. I want to do whatever. So I'm like, okay. So I get up. I go. Don't be laughing at me. I did. So, you know, I got up. I put my uniform on.
Similar to what he has.
Yes, I got my thigh uniform on now.
What's going on after the session?
Nothing. So, yes. Okay. So, listen, y'all.
Your catfish uniform. Right.
So, I go. y'all, come on. We got to get through this. So, mind you, he sent me a picture of, like, this younger attractive guy who was like, maybe he looked like he could have been a little bit younger than me. So I followed directions. I went to the room he gave me and everything. So baby, that nigga opened the door. And when I tell you that nigga looked like Donnie McClurkin. Now, you know, mind you, like, I'm real effervescent, and you know, like, when, like, in situations like that, you know, I kind of downplay it a little bit, because you don't know, like, what everybody's flavor is or whatever. So, I'm standing there, you know, I got, like, my thigh uniform on, I got, like, my baggy sweats, my slides, but, you know, my V-neck, you know, my uniform. He opened that door looking like he was getting ready to sing. We fall down and we get up. I looked at him. I said, no, ma'am. And I fell out laughing and I walked away. And I went back home and got in the bed.
So you didn't even do that one this time.
No, John, no. Looking like Donnie McClurkin.
My damn face hurts from laughing.
Child. When I tell y'all that man was standing there in a dress shirt and nothing else, I said,
a dress shirt.
No, he didn't have on none. It was just a dress shirt. I said, if you don't go, go away from me with this.
Oh. Wait, I can see it. I can just see Larry like, no, ma'am.
Lord.
And Paul Bang.
Oh, poor Donnie.
Right.
Yeah, so like I said, those are my catfish experiences.
Oh, you done had enough for us.
Yes. 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Poor Donnie thought he was getting it in.
He was not listen. I don't know what he was in town for. He probably was, I don't know what he was, but he looked like he was about to give some, bring somebody's word. And I was not about that life. So, yes. So, I've had some very interesting experiences with online dating and just dating in general. I don't know why it's so frustrating. Is it frustrating? I don't know. I know for gay men, it's very frustrating because it's almost like we have a do up first, ask questions later. In a lot of cases. I'm not going to say in all cases, but in a lot of cases, that's just how it happens. Because, you know, men are very visual creatures. So, I don't know. Like, is it difficult for you to date? Like?
Yes. This generation is, I feel like it's cursed.
Wow.
just like from my own experience and just like things I hear my friends go through, I'm like, girl, we ended up in all these little situationships. We not together, but we act like we together, and we do couple things, but we don't got no title. It's so like, it's exhausting.
How do you get into that though?
Into a situation?
Yeah, how do you wind up in a situationship?
Easy.
What nigga tell me?
I mean, I don't think it's anything that anybody shoots for. I don't think it's like a goal for anybody. Like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get my next situationship. I'm gonna do this different.
Right.
You know, like, I'm pretty certain everyone, well, not everyone, you know, it's still people that's trying to hold on to their player card. But, you know, I think it's a lot of people at the end of the day genuinely want to have a companion that, you know, they can come home to, share their day with, whatever. But it's like nowadays, it seems like it's a competition between the sexes. And it's kind of like who can break the other person first, you know, to get their way, you know, in dating. Like, who can have the upper hand?
That's kind sad.
Of. You feel that way?
I don't know. I feel so much like it's like a battle or a competition. I do feel that, and not to get all, like, deep on us, but I do feel like how can we do something that a lot of us have never seen? Like, a lot of us never saw a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's like we're kind of like maneuvering day by day. We're trying to just like learn as we go, and I think social media and the internet has like made it harder, because now you got all this attention from all these other people. Why do I just need this one person's attention? Like, I have to get all this attention.
You know what? Like, I have an issue with monogamy.
Really.
Me personally, I do. Because my whole thing is I don't do like the whole situationship thing where it's kind of like we are. I just relationship real hard. Mm-hmm. When I relationship. But if I meet somebody else while I'm relationshiping really hard, mm-hmm. and our energies connect and I feel that connection, I'm going to do it.
Really?
Yeah. I still find a reason to justify it. My therapist said it's because I'm selfish. I don't think that's why, though. I honestly don't. I don't know. I just don't believe that people are... And this is actually one of the listener questions where they ask about monogamy, and I'll ask you guys later when we get to that portion. But I personally don't necessarily believe in monogamy.
I don't totally disagree with you either. Because I don't think that... Because I think humans... We're the only animals, like, in the animal kingdom that do that. Like, every other species or whatever, they, like, mate and they move the fuck on. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they reproduce, but... So, I don't totally disagree. I don't think...
I mean, but do we really expect to see animals booed up like
that? I mean,
right, like...
But...
First of all, how do you know?
I mean, that's true, but... I mean, anything I've ever seen on, like, the Discovery Channel. Like, the males y'all always, hilarious. Like, impregnate, and then they leave.
They do.
You've seen that.
I can't.
But I'm saying, like, I don't totally disagree that I don't necessarily know that we were meant to be monogamous. Like, is that something that we created as...
I think we're just curious.
Yeah.
And then people settle.
Yes.
That's another thing.
Yes.
You know, and that goes back to the situationship. I think people just settle mm-hmm. on different terms, different things that they have going on in their life, you know. Sometimes, you know, and that's the hard part about it. You know, it could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. Where they're just settling or they're just doing
it. Comfortable with the routine with a certain person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they might not actually feel a specific way about them. It's mm-hmm. like, I feel comfortable around you. We have, it works. We have mm-hmm. fun. We, you know, do what we do and then we go about our separate lives.
And I think that could be, and it could totally work if people were just honest.
Yeah. That's another key.
Like, just be honest about what it is that you want and what your expectations are. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're not going to be exclusive, don't treat me like we're exclusive and mm-hmm. it's all about me, but you over here doing X, Y, and Z. Just be honest. Right. Like, up front, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what I want.
But you know what, though? And I may lose you with this. Hold my hand, girl. Okay. Don't come out of a bag on me. I don't think that women are able to detach their emotions from sex. And I say that because I have so many female friends And they always, ooh, he got this. And ooh, it's big, girl. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And that's just going to be, you know, my little side boo, whatever, my boo that I call. But then 2 months down the line, right, you're upset and you crying. And it's, I just don't understand. But I'm like,
wait, okay. No,
and you caught feelings.
Right.
And I don't know a woman who can't enter into a situation to where she can't catch feelings.
Wait, and I don't totally disagree with that. But I think the thing is, we catching feelings because you treating me like your girlfriend. If it was a situation where we both on the same
page, I treat everybody like we go together.
See? That's the problem. And my whole thing, why we catching feelings, because you treating me like, if it's just a situation where,
but I don't, but see, over, again, it's different though. I don't know, because the way men date, totally different. Yeah. And that mindset is just, I can't explain it. It's different. You know, it's just like men have that ability to detach.
Right. I think more women could do that again if the honesty was up front. If this is just a situation where I'm coming to smash and I'm going home, say that's what it is. Don't text me in the morning, good morning, beautiful, how was your day? Don't bring me lunch. You know what I'm saying? Don't treat me as like we go together, because that's where we get confused. If it was just a situation,
I kind of feel that though.
You know
I
what
do.
I'm saying?
I do.
Don't do
I
that,
do.
Ex-
I do.
Don't do
you
that
know,
extra
right,
shit
I would.
To make me feel like,
because I would feel some type of way.
Exactly.
So that's why y'all feel a certain way about the good morning text.
Yes. Don't do that.
Stop texting. Stop. Okay.
Good morning, beautiful.
So you heard it. Don't text the good morning in the morning if you ain't serious. Don't text good morning.
WYD.
Don't text. Ooh, they. You know they hate that.
Right. Do the total opposite.
Nick will WYD you to death.
Send me a pic.
Lord.
If y'all keep that disconnect, like maybe then we wouldn't get emotionally invested. Don't treat me like we go together. Don't. You know, ask me how my day was. What can I do? Like, go on these little dates. Don't do that. If it's just a situation where we just gonna smash and that's it, let it be that. Because low-key, they be catching feelings too, though. Because when you start doing all that little extra stuff, like, we go together, and then they get scared and then they run.
Mm.
That's been my experience. Mm.
And that was a gospel according to Trina Nicole on today.
Can I get a amen?
You can send her offering to, no, I'm just kidding. No, but we have to move on to the listener letters. And I really want to come back and revisit this.
Yes.
I think this was very good dialogue. Mm-hmm. And I really want to come back and revisit this. But we have to move on to our listener letter. So if you guys ever need any advice, you know, for all things mental health, we're in love, relationships, sex, just it doesn't matter, anything, hit us up at bbfpodcast@gmail.com and send us your inquiries and we'll go ahead and we'll address them on the show. Once again, that email is bbfpodcast@gmail.com. So I'm going to get into our first letter. We got some doozies this week, y'all. Okay. This one, let's go. Y'all ready?
Yep.
I'm nervous.
Okay. It says, "Hi, Larry. I've been married to my husband for 7 years. For the last 3 to 4 years, I have been so bored with our sex life. It's just not doing it for me anymore. We have 3 kids. He's a great husband, and we truly live an awesome life together. About 3 years ago, I reconnected with my ex on Facebook. We would just have casual conversations, which ultimately led to more inappropriate messages and eventually phone calls. We had planned to meet up, but our busy schedules got in the way, and it never happened.
Well, being a wife.
I've been wanting to reach back out and meet up with him because, Larry, this was the best sex I've ever had. I don't want to leave my husband, but I really could go for just one more session with my ex. What do you suggest? I haven't spoken to anyone about this because I know it appears trifling as hell, but I'm over mediocre sex."
Okay. So my first thing is, have you addressed this with your husband, just as far as the sex life?
And that's what I'm going to. And that was my main thing.
Yeah.
Have you addressed any of this with your husband? I feel like women put so much of the emphasis on men too, kind of. But if you're not happy in that area, you have to let him know.
He won't know if you don't tell him.
Right, exactly. He won't know if you don't tell him. Or because I know, like, you know, sometimes, you know, as men, you know, like, we have ego issues. Or introduce new things into the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Things that you know he'll like.
Right.
You know, spice it up. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, because you know my mouth is filthy, honey, and I'm trying to keep it as cute as possible. But you have to work on the communication, because if he's that great of a man and everything is great the way you say it is, trust me, a rendezvous with your ex is not worth all of it. And it's not going to be just one rendezvous, because if it's good like you say it is, you're going to be going back for multiples, and then next thing you know, you have a whole new situation, and he be saved as Papa John's in your phone, and you don't need that. Right, scam likely.
Right.
And let me tell you something, because see, the Lord is moving. And the Holy Ghost is telling me that this ex of yours is a fuck nigga. Mm-hmm. I feel it.
Right, right.
Because my whole thing is, he's an ex for a reason.
Right.
Absolutely. Y'all broke up for a reason.
And he has to know that you're married.
Yeah, he know.
So it's just like,
yeah, he know. You know he know she married. Mm-mm. And he's communicating with this married woman. Right. And then on top of that, girl, if it's the best you ever had and you say he's putting it down like that,
why'd you leave?
That's a fuck nigga.
Yeah.
I feel it all the way deep down in my sanctified Holy Ghost filled spirit. I feel it.
If after all that time you're gonna go back, what does it say you're gonna stop after that?
Right.
She's not gonna stop. She gonna keep going. Yeah. And it's gonna just turn into a worse situation. Don't do it, sis.
It's gonna be a tragedy.
It is. And I feel like a lot of this is on her, because you must have married. I mean, unless they waited until marriage to have sex, but before this 3 years and it got all boring, like, clearly he was doing something right.
Right.
So what changed? So it's like, you need to get
let me tell you something, sis. You want to put some excitement? I was trying to keep it cute, because I know my mama listens sometimes, but I'm finna tell you what to do. I'm gonna tell you what, how to joke, put the joke back.
Do I gotta leave? Like,
no, you can stay. You ain't gotta go nowhere.
You know, I sat through the catfish. I ain't know if it was...
No. This is among straight folks, so you
okay.
All right.
Okay.
You ain't gotta go nowhere. But sis, this is what I want you to do. Listen to me good now. You don't need your earmuffs. I need you to listen, because I'm going to need for you to tell somebody to do this for you.
Okay.
I don't know how y'all schedules work, but, you know, get rid of the kids. Get rid of all of them. I want you to take a long bath. I want you to just put on, I just want you to put on just your sexiest robe, honey, and nothing else. And I want you to cook like you've never cooked before. Because he sounds like he's a good man.
Right.
Sounds like he's a good man, so it sounds like he deserves it.
It's a man's heart, I heard. Always.
Child, not necessarily, because you cook for, trust me, honey, you cook for a nigga all day long, he'll still shit on you. So, but I'm just saying, just in this instance. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What I want you to do, sis, is you do that. I mean, I need you to cook like you've never cooked before. And if you can't cook worth a damn, you find somebody who can. Call me. You know, I can do the thing. You let me know what you need, sis, I'll cook. I want you guys to sit down, have a candlelit dinner, eat real good. Then I want you to pull your hair back into a ponytail, put on a bib, and go to work like you've never gone to work before, sis. I need you to make it count. You got to be spontaneous. Mm-hmm. You have to shake things up. And if you don't feel comfortable telling him what you want, you have to show him. Take control of the situation.
You know what you want.
You know what you want. You know, hey, you know, role play. You know, just bring some excitement back in your life.
Yep.
That's true.
Role playing.
Because he may not know. You know
right,
what I'm
that's
saying?
What, that was all.
He may be, you know. Because, again, you're probably faking the orgasms and stuff. Well, you know, whatever.
I would hope not.
I'm just saying, you know, that I've heard that happens.
Yeah. So business casual.
Listen, I don't know
but
nothing
I'm just
about
saying.
That. But okay.
Because, you know.
So business casual. So business casual.
That's why we need Mike. Yeah. Mike gotta provide some balance.
You know?
Because we just as ratchet and just as terrible as we want to be, child.
Oh, goodness.
Well, yeah.
Everybody know what the hell he signed up for.
Eris, we usually be all deep. and everything. We talk about like some real issues. I don't know what's going on.
Well, this sounds like a real issue.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. This is an issue. Right.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, y'all. That was crazy. I don't know. Yeah, sweetie, let us, do that. If you want to hit me up anonymous again, girl, do that. Let me know how that go. But baby, you got to work at it, and if he's not giving you what you need, but like I said, but everything else is going great the way you say, it's worth fighting for.
And how long she's been in contact with the ex?
But my whole thing is, baby, for like she said, like 3 years.
Like, that's a long time to keep.
Oh wait, she's been in contact,
and she's still fiending. She's like, still,
so
going
you
back
went
and forth.
From inboxes to text messages to phone calls.
Yeah.
It's graduating.
Right.
Yeah. It's graduating.
That is an emotional affair.
Right.
Girl,
once you get to the phone calls and what's next, like video
that's
chat.
That's what she's saying. Like.
It's like
she do it. She just want to do this one round.
Girl, she better not. It's not gonna, like I said, cut, let it go.
Tear your family apart for what?
Right.
Exactly. And me personally, I've been through something like that. So it's not cool. Just as a kid, I ain't gonna dish all my business out in that sense. But it's just not cool. And I have another letter that I just have to read. And I'm trying to get to it. Damn it. I'm really trying to. Damn it, where is this? Oh my goodness. Okay, so for whatever reason, I cannot pull the letter up, but.
What was it about?
Okay, so I'll give you a gist. So we have a young... Okay, so I'll give you the gist of... Because I remember, because I've read it a couple times. So we have a young woman, and she is... And she's 29, getting ready to turn 30. She said that she is sleeping with two men right now, kind of on a consistent basis. She says, sometimes she's protected, sometimes she's not. But she says she's going to the doctor regularly to get checked to make sure, she's STD, STI free. And she said that she wanted to know, is it too late? Does she need to stop being so free sexually once she turns 30?
The hell
not. She said, once she turns 30, is that going to be too old for her to be sleeping around? And she says she's happily single.
No, I don't understand why we put these limits and time restraints.
Yeah.
Honey, listen, I'm in my 30s and you just getting started, honey.
Let me tell you something, sis.
That's what I was going to say. Right.
That's why I said you just getting started, trust me.
The drive gets more crazier the older,
The older they get. Yeah. So this is what I got to say to you. Ho, sis, ho.
But,
go on and keep it moving.
Be safe.
Like I said, be safe about it. My whole thing is I'm going to need for you to turn that sometimes into an all the time with the condoms. Yeah. But other than that, girl, if you are out here taking care of yourself and you young and you pretty and you out here, you having you a good time, ho, sis,
girl,
ho. Get it in for me, sis.
Girl, she's in her whole phase right now.
Ain't no whole phase. She living her best life.
Every time I see that caption under a picture,
living her best life. Yeah.
But yeah,
keep on fucking with these niggas. I'm with it. I my whole thing is I feel like that's like a stipulation that we put on women. Like, once they get to a certain age, they have to stop. Girl, live your best life. Right. Just continue to do you, honey. Like, just have my whole thing is have a ball, but be safe and be smart about it.
Don't do everybody.
Right. Don't do everybody, honey.
But don't do everybody.
And don't get pregnant either, child.
Girl,
that's a whole nother shenanigans. Wow. Oh my God, I cannot. This show was a mess, Jesus. But we needed to have some fun. Like, the last couple episodes have been like really heavy. We just needed to kind of touch on like some light stuff.
Yeah.
I guess I'm gonna miss those.
No, but we do tackle, topics of mental health and just things we could do. And I'm very transparent, like within my own experiences, as you can see. And that's our goal here. But I just wanted to have a little fun and just do like a little mashup episode where we just cover like some hot topics and talked a little trash about dating and things of that nature. So, like I said, this has been episode 4 of Black, Bipolar, and Fabulous. I want to thank my co-hosts Michael White, Trina Nicole, Eris, aka AG from Facebook.
Like everybody else in here don't have Facebook pages.
Like I said, I just want to thank you guys for being here, yes, for taking time out of your
evenings.
Yes, for taking time out of your evenings. Like I said, it's been a great time. And like I said, we will see you guys on the next episode. Don't forget, any questions, advice, bbfpodcast@gmail.com. You guys are amazing, and we will chat with you all on the next go. Peace out.